Item 6, from the Superintendent, House of Corrections, submitting the recommended 5-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Again, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is what my staff has put together. Since taking over operations in May of 2013, we've looked at all our facilities in anticipation of coming up with a capital plan. Some of these upgrades are, you know, for instance, the upgrade to security doors we have in the cells. The item number 2, those cells and the equipment to operate them was actually installed in 1953. It's the same equipment that was installed at Alcatraz. We can't get parts for it anymore. We have to fabricate. And believe it or not, after so many years, steel stretches. So we actually have to look at repairing this and upgrading it. And it's something that just hasn't had attention to it for a long time. Some of the other issues like the water heaters and upgrade the power plant not only will make us more efficient, but will reduce our utility costs significantly. So that's why we propose those. And I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Other questions, Supervisor Borkowski?
Thank you. Mr. Superintendent and Ms. Jackson, I know that at a previous meeting under a potential previous contract, and I believe it was the food service for the 3 years, and I know that we as a committee and board ultimately went with the 1-year renewal, but one of the enhancements, if you will, of that 3-year contract was that this company escapes me as far as who they are, but was going to make this huge investment in the kitchen, right? They were going to do like $250,000 worth of improvements in the kitchen, right?
Correct. There would have, if we would have gone with the 3-year, what they proposed that they would have done $250,000 worth of improvements.
Okay.
At the kitchen at both the House of Correction and at the Sheriff's Department, the county jail.
Okay. And so, looking at this, the House of Correction under your priority sheet, it looks like it's number 1 for 2016.
Correct.
Okay. And I have mentioned this to Ms. Jackson, but I'm hopeful that as you all negotiate that food contract to see if that might be still a possibility, because I'm not sure if and when the county is going to be able to come forward and make those kind of improvements in the kitchen. And that was a very generous offer that they made to us. I understand why we didn't go right then with the 3 years, but now that we've got some experience under our belt, if you all could see if you can work that in the contract, that would be great.
Supervisor Borkowski, that was our plan. We plan to put that into the RFP process. You don't know how it's going to go. So at least we have to address those eventually. That's why we include it in our capital plan.
Thank you.
Well, similar to my question for the inspector when we went about video visitation, when you seek an RFP with such a financing mechanism in it, would you be looking at both options, or is the assumption that the preference is to finance it through the contract? It seems that it would be better to be able to objectively determine whether or not we have cheaper financing options than contract financing.
Mr. Chair, you know, if we expect, you know, to the video visitation issue, I think to make an informed decision, it would be good to have, okay, what is it going to cost the county if the county went ahead and did the upgrade and did the install? And then, again, you wouldn't have that issue of people paying for visitation, and also would be a good idea to see what are the other options out there. Usually with those financing, and I'm not involved with that RFP process, but they're usually as a condition. You know, if a company's going to install this equipment, they're going to want to collect the value of that equipment. So you have to enter into an agreement with them to continue to use their services until they collect that value. So, again, that's just something you have to weigh. The advantage is there's no tax dollar, you know, cost up front. You're not hitting the tax levy. But, again, it's a philosophical decision on whether or not you want to have people pay for visitation, even if it's an extension.
I'm sorry. I was using the visitation analogy, but specific to your kitchen replacement. It's the same from it. It's actually not philosophical to me. It's a financial calculation. So it's a question of whether or not the capital costs are, whether our cost of capital is lower than the implied cost of capital that the contractor is putting in, which if you only ask them what's your cost to finance it in the contract, you can't calculate that.
Well, correct, and that would be absorbed in the. If we did say we wanted capital improvements, it would be reflected in the price they would charge us per meal. So going forward with the RFP, we could ask, and our intention is to ask if they'll do the capital improvements, also give us a proposal without the capital improvements, so that we can weigh the two. Okay. I mean, you're right. If they're going to give capital improvements, they're going to find a way to pay for it, and that gets offset on the meal cost that you can spread out for the length of the contract.
Thank you. Supervisor Stetskunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you tell me, does the House of Correction currently have the technology and the capability to do the computer or smartphone off-site visit as is being set forth in the sheriff's proposal?
No, the equipment we've had, we looked at that as an option just because we had a number of people who were interested into it. We checked with the vendor. The equipment we currently have will not allow it. There's no way they can dial in. So for us to do that, we would have to completely change out all our video visitation equipment, including the monitors that are in each housing unit.
So at this point, all the visitation with inmates and then family, friends, whatever, is all on-site?
Correct. It's on-site. They have to come to the facility. We use a scheduling. They can schedule it by either going onto the website to schedule a visit, or they can telephone and schedule a visit so they know what time and date they have their visitation.
Other questions or comments? I would ask for it to be referred to CIC.
Mr. Chairman, yes. Receive and send it to, what is it, CIC?
CIC,
please.
Okay. There's no objection. Seeing no objection to referrals, the referral is made to the CIC.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 7.